organization called Sabeel Ecumenical Liberation Theology Center is holding a two-day seminar. They call it Towards a Just Peace in Palestine and Israel. Well, another organization formed just a few months ago called Christians for Fair Witness in the Middle East say that people who are listening to Sabeel Ecumenical Liberation are listening to the wrong message. And the National Director of Christians for Fair Witness is on the live line with us now. She is Sister Ruth Lout. Good morning. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You say that you're afraid that people might get the wrong message from Sabeel Ecumenical Liberation. What do you mean?
We're very concerned about this. Sabeel, on the surface, claims to be seeking a just and a peaceful solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict, but you have to bring a critical ear to what they say, and when you hear what they have to say and you read their writings, it becomes real clear that they've got another agenda, and it appears to just be the demonization of the State of Israel. They have, at this time, a very long and an unbroken history of pointing to Israel as the sole source of the entire conflict.
Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Well, for example, they claim that all of the trouble is caused by, quote, the occupation and the security barrier. However, they never talk about the history of this conflict. They never talk about the fact that the security barrier was built by Palestinian terrorism. The Israelis didn't start building that barrier until the spring of 2003, which was 3.5 years into the Second Intifada, 3.5 years into this horrific wave of suicide bombing and sniper activity.
Now, this is nothing new, this sniping back and forth, this war of words, what you say is not the whole truth and what you say is not the whole truth. But really, when it comes down to it, especially in this country, people who have strong feelings about the Middle East have the freedom to speak their mind and to ask other people to agree with them. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the beauty of democracy. It's the beauty of this country. It's the beauty of Israel. And I think you kind of have to get past emotion, because, yeah, people do have strong feelings about this, and we're simply asking people to look at the history and the context of this conflict, which, by the way, Sabeel never refers to. You have to go back. Well, I hate to say, let's go back to 135 AD. Let's make it a little simpler. Let's go back to 1948, when just prior to its creation, Israel agreed to the establishment of a two-state solution. The United Nations, under Resolution 181, proposed that they take that, you know, little strip of land. We're talking about 11,000 square miles of land, in the midst, by the way, of 3,500,000 square miles of Arab Muslim land. We're talking about an area the size of the state of New Jersey.
I hope you don't mind. We're short on time. And
sure.
What you're doing is you're going over arguments that we have heard before, and I think you would agree with that. What's unusual here, I think, is that your organization, which was just formed several months ago, seems designed specifically to follow this Sabeel Ecumenical Liberation Theology Center around to warn people against their message. What is your interest in this? Why would you and others go to the trouble of forming an organization and traveling around like this?
Well, let me just set the record straight a little bit. We're not designed specifically to follow Sabeel around. Our group came together. We're a group of mainline Protestant and Catholic clergy and lay leaders. We came together simply to advocate for fairness in the church's witness on issues related to this conflict, because we became very concerned about what we perceived as a growing anti-Israel sentiment within our churches.
Why do you have such an interest in this particular subject?
Because, plain and simple, Christians have a gospel mandate to speak the truth and to support the oppressed. And as a Catholic, I have a specific duty, since Nostra Aetate, to stand against anti-Semitism in all of its forms, to recognize it and to stand up against it. And this, what's really become an obsessive criticism of the State of Israel, is beginning to disturb us and strike us as just a new form of anti-Semitism. So we've got a Christian duty to do this, particularly when we see this growing within our own churches.
Do you have a message for the people at First United Methodist Church, the people who are hosting the Sabeel Ecumenical Liberation Theology Center?
Sure. I would ask them, first of all, please bring a critical ear to what Sabeel is saying. Words like peace and justice on the surface sound very nice, but listen carefully to what Sabeel is saying. Because when they talk about things like they say a two-state solution, but then they add, ultimately we need a one-state solution, they're talking about the annihilation of the state of Israel. They're talking a one-state solution, Israel living in a federation with her Arab neighbors. Reverend Atik, who's the director of Sabeel, has said this time and time again. It's on their website. That would be Israel living in a federation, first with the Palestinians, who, I mean, let's look at the truth.
We only have a couple of seconds. Go ahead and wrap it up.
The Palestinians just elected Hamas, a terror organization that's dedicated to the destruction of Israel. You know, Israel is surrounded by Arab nations that have repeatedly tried to destroy it since the year 1948. We need to talk about a peaceful and just solution for all of the people in that region.
Thank you very much for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sister Ruth Lout on the live line.